Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. And welcome back to the channel once again. So some surprise news, a good surprise for most people, shock for perhaps a few, that the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, yesterday on the 13th day of July 2023, announced major public sector pay rises. This will positively affect the pay packet over a million public sector workers, amongst them teachers, police officers, doctors, nurses, prison officers, I think it's member of the armed forces and so on. So they're anywhere between 5% and 7% depending on one's occupation. So the police and prison officers in England and Wales will get a 7% pay rise. So I'm not quite sure how he's doing this for Wales, because I thought policing in Wales is controlled by the Welsh Parliament and therefore the budget, but I could be mistaken. Likewise, prisons. Because the confusing thing is Westminster controls the United Kingdom, but especially England. There are certain devolved matters like policing, education, health, culture, so forth, devolved to Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland. Anyway, in England, teachers and junior doctors, well, teachers are going to get a 6.5% pay rise and junior doctors 6% pay rise. Remember, there's a 6% shortage of junior of doctors. Well, it's even higher amongst junior doctors. It's going to get worse. So anyway, the Prime Minister said there are going to be some tough choices. Now, education unions have welcomed this, but said it's just not enough. Even the highest pay rise, 7%, still doesn't keep pace with inflation, which is 8.5%. And then junior doctors say that their pay has instead been eroded for 15 years. Since 2008, it has got worse and worse and worse, and there's no end in sight. And that they wanted a 36% pay rise. Did you hear that right? 36%. Well, there's no way they're going to get that. If they even got half of that, that would be staggering. The nurses want a 19% pay rise. Now, remember, a few months ago, they both got a 5% pay rise. So the nurses, I suppose, needed a 14% on from what they wanted, 14% on from what they originally demanded. The junior doctors, 31% on from what they originally demanded. But, I mean, I know these things are unaffordable. But there's also the laws of supply and demand. As a former banker, Sunak's got to understand that. There's an increasing demand for doctors and nurses and a decreasing supply, and the only way to adjust that is the price, is just to pay them more, buy more, as it were, buy more labor. But obviously there are only so many doctors and nurses around in the United Kingdom and in the world. It's partly people are retiring at a faster rate, people are qualifying, and people are leaving the profession quite prematurely. I knew someone who qualified as a nurse, but a year later she was the most senior one, an award one night. And she resigned. They were just so short staffed. So it's self-aggravating because they're run off their feet that that people are driven out of it, just can't handle the stress. They need to get a doctor. It took ages. Not that the physicians were indolent, but they were just so overworked and that necessarily they get things wrong. So Rishi Sunak, remember his pledges in January to reduce waiting lists. Well, there's no end. There's no sign that's going to happen. And the situation is only going to disimprove. But now here comes the rub. This is going to be funded out of existing budgets. But wait a second, you can pay these people more if you cut spending in other areas. In the NHS, does that mean fewer medicines, fewer treatments, or whatever, less equipment, not building so much? I don't know. Schools are just not going to build more things or more repair more things, have less equipment. But that's a terrible choice, but that actually might be better than having the shortage of teachers even worse. There's a recruitment target for PGCs, postgraduate certificate of education, and to qualify as a teacher. And in things like physics, IT and chemistry, they're meeting 60% of that target, 60%, and it's going down. Remember 2008, the credit crunch, people say, go into teaching, it's safe. You'll never be rich, but you'll always have a job. Now it's true, you'll still always have a job, but will you have a livable wage for anything like a middle-class existence? It seems not. So because as the job market has changed, it's very easy to get a job, but it's very difficult to get a decent salary. So people are leaving for more handsomely remunerated occupations. Nobody went into nursing because it was lucrative, and nobody went into teaching for the remuneration. And likewise, people have put it to me, the deal is the public sector, yeah, the salaries aren't fantastic, but the pensions are, and you've got job security. The salaries, okay, from being not fantastic, they've gone to being bad. And these people are important. They save lives every single day, doctors and nurses. And obviously we can't have a society without education. We cannot have education without teachers. It has long-term impacts for the economy. And as Tony Blair said, education is the best economic policy we have some rare words of wisdom from Anthony Charles Linton Blair, my unfavorite politician of modern times. That's it. So then there's other things. He's going to increase charges for migrants coming to the United Kingdom by £1 billion. And then when if you apply for visas to come and work in the United Kingdom, they pay this NHS levy. The teachers and police pay is going to come in September. That their teacher strikes in England already. Dentists are always already going to get a pay rise. Remember, who can't go on strike in England and Wales is the police, as well as the armed forces and the intelligence services. So perhaps surprising gave a pay rise to the police, but there is a bit of a shortage of police. The Conservatives made a pledge to increase police numbers, and plus police are being sacked for allegedly racialist behaviour, increasingly difficult to recruit them. And there's such lassitude in the public sector. If you apply to be in the police, it's about a year before your training even starts. And then some people are fed up waiting. They've gone off another job. Ooh, do you want to come for your training now? No, forget it. I'm in another career. Not interested, but committed here. So they need to really speed up that process. All sorts of NHS workers are going to get a one-off sum of £1,655. That includes ambulance workers, physiotherapists, and porters. They don't get this additional pay rise. Consultants and general practitioners in the NHS in England are getting a 6% pay rise. But they say, you know, the British Dental Association has castigated this as still insufficient. It still doesn't meet inflation, but it does bring dentistry back from absolute meltdown. So the armed force is getting another 5%, and they're getting a £1,000 one-off payment. But the thing is, there are not enough people who are joining. More people are leaving. You sign up for 5 years, offered another 5 years if you're good. Mostly saying no, so it's not enough. The help to buy scheme for people in the armed forces, for teachers, for certain key workers, but again, it's insufficient. I mean, the armed forces have never been terribly well paid. Now, the senior civil servants get a 5.5% pay award, and they've called that fair and reasonable. There have been some public sector, some civil service strikes, but you know, most people don't care, didn't even notice. That doesn't impact them very much. But the strikes were going to go on and on and on. So I think it's somewhat taken the wind out of the sail of strikes. I don't think they'll stop completely, but then they'll be less frequent and less widespread. But you know, this is only dealing with it temporarily. This is sort of putting a sticking plaster over a hemorrhage. How are we going to close this gaping wound? It does a tiny amount to improve things in the short term. So if a Labour government comes in, these problems are not going to magically disappear. How on earth are they going to do this? You know, taxes at their highest level since 1952. We could pay the public sector more. We'd have to tax people even more. But the obvious answer is to tax the super rich, billionaires, and inheritance tax. If I inherit lots of money, that's nice for me, but I didn't earn that money. Why should I get any of it? Okay, I'll get some of it. But they could lower the threshold. Is it at £250,000 you have to start paying inheritance tax? They could lower that to zero maybe and increase the percentage of it or something like that. Maybe graduated. The more you inherit, the higher the percentage on it. The seven-year rule, if you hand over your patrimony 7 years before your death, then your heir doesn't have to pay a penny in inheritance tax. They could increase that to 20 years or say, no, you just can't do that. No matter when you hand it over, there's always inheritance tax. That's about everything. I mean, Rishi Sunak is obviously worried. They're behind in the polls. This is midterm. You'd expect it to be doing badly. But these by-elections are coming up, and the Conservatives might even lose all three of them. Conservative health seats, actually fairly safe health seats. And what a humiliation that would be. I think the one thing we can be sure is that Rishi Sunak is going to lead the Conservative Unionist Party into the next election, probably in December 2024. The Conservative Party says, the one thing we've done more than enough is to change leaders. We do not need another leadership change. And who'd want it? I mean, it'd be a hospital pass you'd be taking. So leading the party into probably a very heavy defeat. So he'll carry on. Thank you so much for watching the channel. Make sure you donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.